Four, three, two, one. Good morning, good evening, and good afternoon. Paul, realestatepodcastshow.com. Here to give you another inside look at something that I have a very unique level of experience, probably more insight than just about any other realtor that I've met, because I don't know too many that have the same exact story. So I'm hoping that this helps those of you who are in need of this information. The reason I'm able to give you almost 40 years of divorce real estate advice is because when I first went through it as a child, I was looking up at my parents, as every child does, and obviously trying to figure out why it was happening, and ended up finding out a lot more about the process than I probably should have ever known. And that's more to do with me than anything else, because of the fact that I've always been a curiosity seeker. I've always tried to find the answers to things. And I've always seen problems as more of a challenge. So it's come in handy in real estate. I can vouch for that. Because if you just simply look at problems as challenges, it changes the way your brain looks, the way your brain processes and looks at things. I will say that it has caused a great deal of family stress over the years as a result of how the divorce that I went through with my parents and how that was handled. And I don't blame anyone, but one thing I do look back at and say, if I could have changed something about it, what would I have done differently? So here's my take on 40 plus years of understanding how this process works, and now being on the other side of things and helping people through this. And I've helped many of you through this. I've actually helped many people that you've seen in the headlines through this as well. And it does come down to treating the divorce very simply as a business transaction. Once the relationship is no longer intact, or it's not as good as it used to be, the best possible outcome happens when the people involved, the people on the mortgage, and this is important for you to remember, the people that are on the mortgage are the only two people that should be splitting the proceeds of the sale if there is a sale. There won't always be a sale, I understand that. So there might be a division of property where one side gets a certain amount of money based on the current appraisal value, and the other side buys them out. Obviously, that's one way of it happening. I'm going to be sort of going from the standpoint of when the property is going to be sold, and that is something that, of course, both parties need to agree on. So my take on this, which is not the popular opinion, and some divorce lawyers might question me on this, but I'm not giving you legal advice, I'm not giving you accounting advice, I'm giving you real estate advice, and the best way to go through this process if the plan is to sell the property. So the first issue here is communication must be open. There must be a communication level between the parties. So if it's just you, if it's just a couple, if it's just two people, in my experience, it's a little bit easier to keep everybody calm and keep the emotions down. It's not a given, but in my experience, it's a little bit easier. Once there are children involved, and this is very important for me to say because I don't want any child going through what I went through and knowing what I knew. I'm going to say it outright that once there are children involved, it's not a divorce between the children. The family remains a family, even though there might be, you know, two different people living somewhere, you know, in two different places. The family remains, the father remains the father, the mother remains the mother, and vice versa, whatever collection of, whatever the relationship might be is what I'm trying to say. you don't get to divorce yourself from being a parent. It's just not the way it should be. And definitely, if possible, keep the children informed, but not too informed. Do not tell them every detail, and try the best that you can to keep emotions out of the equation. And very important, do not disparage or put down the other person on a on a campaign of hate, which unfortunately I saw firsthand, and it was a terrible mistake and destroyed any family cohesion that we might have had. So I want you guys to learn from that experience. I want you to understand that as the homeowners of the property, if you're able to communicate well and if you're able to get along on the business level of the property, then it's only going to be the two of you splitting the proceeds of the sale, instead of having a third party involved in the split. And what I mean by the third party is that should the divorce get messy and should the accusations fly and years go by, then there's probably going to be an extra person on that receiving end of the big check. So after a few years of a divorce lawyer, I know from firsthand experience with clients who've gone through this, you might have a bill that will be equal to or possibly more than what your proceeds are for your home sale, depending on what you might be sitting on. So some of you might be in such a great position, and this is why I want you to hear this whole thing. It's not going to be long. I'm going to try to keep it under 10 minutes. But I want you to understand that if I can send you both on your way with your prospective half of the amounts that's coming to you, especially during a time like right now where the I can't have enough listings. The demand in just about every area of Toronto GTA right now is at an all-time high. So you would be doing yourself a big favor getting the property sold first, splitting the proceeds, of course, again, amicably and you know, just the way every other couple does when they're selling. Instead, you would be then directing your lawyer to, of course, you know, divide the proceeds in half and deal with any outstanding bills and judgments and all that stuff. And then going on to the next aspect of the formal issue of the divorce. So that's the suggestion that I have. And again, I am not giving you legal advice here. I'm giving you not just 20 plus years of real estate advice, but again, about 40, almost 40 years. I'm almost 50. My parents were divorced when I was 10, and I have seen decades of mistakes happen, and I don't want them to be repeated. So I would rather those of you who are going through this process know all the pros and cons. Of course, get the advice that you need to get about the process as much as you can. And if the process involves selling the property at its maximum value, and again, making sure that you are in the best possible position for, you know, whatever it is that is coming out of the property, we can talk, we can sit down. I've been on Zoom calls all day, and I'm usually on Zoom calls a couple times a week with people. And it's not going to be easy, but the first point is the communication aspect. Again, whenever you're in a position where you own property, the communication aspect has to be maintained. It does not help at all to get into a hate war with the other person. I understand that there might be a lot of emotions, and there always is. And the important part here is you do not want to, especially if you're selling, you do not want to have 50 other realtors knowing that it's a divorce sale. So wanting to be your trusted advisor early on in the process is very important for me, so that I have, again, earned both of your trust, so you understand that I'm looking out for both of your interests, and of course trying to get you the best possible results for the sale of your property, a quick, smooth sale with a good deposit, and other securities that will help minimize the jarring element of selling a home, because it is a pretty big deal if both of you are planning to cash out and move on. So I hope this helps you understand a little bit more about the behind the scenes of a divorce sale, especially with real estate. And again, there's a lot more to it than that. Obviously, I'm not going to suggest that just calling me is going to, you know, make all the problems go away. But I hope I can help you through the process and make sure that you get the best possible advice in regards to those of you who are planning to sell the property, split the proceeds, of course, complete the divorce and move on to obviously having good lives. And that's one thing, as I said in the beginning, I wish if I had my way and I was somehow in control of the process, even though you couldn't be when you were 10, I would want both of my parents to, be able to celebrate the fact that they are able to move on with their lives and maintain a relationship for the sake of the children and for the fact that it can affect the children in a great way. I know it can. I am the result of it going terribly wrong. I have the benefit and I have the privilege of having such a wonderful family right now. And it's probably as a result of the fact that I didn't really have that. And I didn't have any control over it, of course, when I was a child. I have more control over it now. And I'm very lucky to have my wife of 19 years. We just recently celebrated an anniversary. Two wonderful kids, and helping people get through these difficult things. And it could be other difficult things, but the divorce element, again, I believe I have a special insight on that from the ground up, literally, and also on a professional level. So if I can help you in any way, fully confidentially, but keep in mind one very important thing is if I am helping two of you sell a property, I want to make sure that I'm in touch and communicating with both of you as soon as possible. Again, whether it's on a Zoom call or whether it's via email, it does make sense to have everybody on the same page early on rather than trying to, you know, catch up with one side and another side. And it just makes way more sense for the three of us, the two people, again, whoever is on the mortgage, and whoever owns the property, whoever's on the mortgage, and myself, to connect as a group to discuss the next steps and the go-to listing stages. And that's really important to make sure that all of that's clear and that you have someone like myself who will, especially during this difficult time in our, you know, in our world with COVID-19 and trying to handle a safe sale on top of something that might be complicated. I want to make sure that you know that I'm available to you long before the final decision happens. And I've had people 2 or 3 years in the process before the final decisions were made. But I really want to make sure that you know the benefits of, again, if the plan was to sell and you're able to do so early in the process, and of course, again, minimize the amount of costs for you overall, so that you can make sure that you make the right decisions for you. If you're able to do that, I definitely want to help you. And of course, if you're looking for the information on appraisers, if you were going to be just keeping the property, you want to make sure that you also make the right decision on that, because there are different kinds of appraisers. And a lot of people also don't study this and don't know it. So there are different kinds of appraisers for whether it's a bank appraiser that does one kind of appraisal, and there are people who do divorce appraisals as well. So you're going to want to make sure that you have the right person. And of course, over 20 plus years of helping people go through this, I've got those contacts if you need them, ready to go. But either way, I want to make sure that you understand the process and come out of it as happily, and both of you have the opportunity to move on to your next stage of life in the best way possible. And that's really what I want for everyone listening. Thanks for tuning in.